How are we doing today? Preparation of a tough opponent this week. They pose a lot of problems for us. You know, offensively, they do a very good job of matching their people in the different personnel groupings that they use. So we're in our second day of preparation, trying to work and get ready for questions. Yeah, I mean, he does a lot of good things. He's got great pocket presence. He's not a big scrambler, but he does scramble. But he's got a great feel in the pocket to hang in there, to move to the left, move to the right, step up, and be able to get the ball down the fields. And he's tough to bring down. I mean, over the years, he's really been tough to bring down. You do see him, you know, he step up and run on a certain occasion. So he does a great job of understanding what they're trying to do schematically. The receivers do a great job of getting open down the field as he does start to move around in the pocket. So we've got our work cut out for us. Well, again, we've got our rush plan going into the game that we're, you know, working this week, and our guys are, you know, paying attention to the details of what he likes to do in the pocket and people that have had success versus him. So, you know, we're just working our rush plan and the plan that we've got going in the game to try to get him on the ground. Yeah, I think it's a lot more, it's a lot different probably for offensive linemen, you know, coming into the league with the different protections that they use in college as compared to when you get into the NFL. But also with defensive linemen, what they're asking them to do, I mean, a lot of it, it's a different game in college where the ball's being thrown out on the perimeter a whole lot more probably than we do see. But guys that come in with good out, every situation is different. Every defensive lineman is different, just depending on what they're exposed to coming into the league, I think. Well, it's definitely a lot more passing going on in the college game. So I think guys are exposed a lot more to the passing concepts of and rush lanes and those kind of things in college coming out. So I think there is more guys because most of the time they're in some type of spread, opened up offense where guys are rushing, you know, probably 85% of the game as opposed to when you get in the NFL, it's not quite as much. But, yeah, I think it, you know, from that aspect of it, I think guys are exposed to the passing game a little bit quicker defensively as opposed to an offensive lineman coming into the league and all of a sudden having to learn the different protections from the different looks and things that we do, you know, on this level. He's a tough match. I mean, he's a great receiver. I mean, makes big plays whether he's on the left, whether he's on the right, whether he's at the X, whether he's at the Z, whether he's inside at the slot. So they move him all over the place and do a good job of, you know, getting him the ball with their route concepts down the field. So it'll be a tough test for us this week. I mean, we're really going to have to work diligently to make sure we handle the leverage and the coverage on him as they move him around. Well, I think what they find out is, you know, if a guy has ability to move around into different formations, you know, it kind of changes how you have to match up with him in coverage and the concepts that they're trying to use him in. Right. I think Terrence is, again, has been a big plus, a true professional. He's played all three positions in our secondary, and anytime we've asked him to step into that role, he's been able to step in and do it. And like I said, he's good to have in the meeting room. He's good to have on the field. He's a good player that, you know, that brings a lot to the table for us, the flexibility for us at the position. Coming along well. I mean, we're preparing him just like we did last week. We're preparing him as if he's going to play, and, you know, he's working diligently to get everything that we're doing schematically as far as the game plan this week. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of similarities. I think technique and fundamental-wise, what we're looking for. I mean, you look at our guys, I mean, the length that they play with and, you know, the awareness that they play with, those are all critical factors of the position.
The last one for George. Everyone talks about the offense, about how patient
What it is, he's, you know, he fits what they do, you know, with their offensive line to a T. He's got great vision, and he's got great patience when he hits the hole to wait until, you know, they're able to come off and get to the second level. And he's able to make a lot of people miss, whether it's, you know, in line, whether it's outside on the perimeter, whether it's getting to the second level. So he's very, you know, explosive when he gets his hands on the ball. So we have our work cut out for us in the running game trying to defend him this weekend. I think it's a combination of everything. He is a very, you can tell he's a very hard worker. He's a very tough competitor. The play may break down, but he's still working to get open. So we've really got to be disciplined in our coverages of keeping leverage on him as he works through their route progression. They do a good job, like I said before, moving him around to the different receiver positions to give him, you know, try to out leverage you with certain motions and things like that. So we'll have our work cut out for us to make sure we maintain leverage on him, whether the quarterback's getting rid of the ball quickly as they move him, or whether he's, you know, scrambling and he gets open down the field. Yeah, he does a great job with his releases. I mean, whether a guy's pressed or whether a guy's off, he's shown the ability to create space, you know, in the opening 5 yards. He does a good job of that, which allows him to get further down the field. So, like I said, again, you know, technically in front of him, we'll have our work cut out for us, whether he's wherever they put him, you know, as far as the location of their formations. All right. Thanks, guys.